Yo, what's going on, everybody? Young Ben signing in with another podcast episode. Want to welcome you to the podcast if this is your first time. Voices of the Priesthood signing in right now. Subscribe on Apple, Google, wherever you catch a podcast at. Subscribe if you would like to. Today, I wanted to have a conversation with you guys. It's been about 2 weeks since the last time I spoke, and I'm not the type of podcast that just has shit to say every day, or you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's still a lot of life to live, a lot of experiences that need to happen on an everyday basis for me, you know. So I can have something to talk about. So I can come to you in a way that is valuable, that is knowledgeable. And that's the whole purpose of this. That's the whole purpose of these talks. If you've listened to anything I've ever said on the podcast, I don't really talk about a lot of bullshit, I guess you would say, like just random topics and events that don't matter. Granted, I do have, you know, interests in other things, but I feel like that's meant to be shared in a different way. When I'm using my voice, I think it's imperative that I speak with a purpose. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know when's your last time you're going to be speaking to something or somebody. This may be my only catalog to give to people 40 years down the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just me thinking for people to say, dang, he actually did say a lot. He actually did, you know, contribute to the well-being of the humans on the earth. And that's one of my biggest purposes in this lifetime. I have no problem saying that. But I want to speak on something very, very specific. I think is relevant in this point in time right now. And I want to name this episode, "There Is No Peace Without War." There is no peace without war. And I made a statement, probably it's been like 3 years ago now, I would say. And I think I tweeted it also. So maybe this was like 2018, 2019. But I made a statement that inner peace is the new success. Inner peace is the new success. I said that like 3 or 4 years ago, and that's truly how I was feeling at that time, you know. I was coming into a place, a level of understanding myself, a level of being more in tune with myself and the world. And it had brought me to a place, a level of peace. I'm being very specific with the words I'm choosing, because we got to understand that there's levels to everything. There's levels to it. And I hear and see a lot of people right now throw out peace, peace. I just want peace. I just want to be at peace. If you're disturbing my peace, I don't want to be around you. And all of that is fine and good. I think we are in, out of all the bullshit that's going on right now in the world, I think as a whole, collectively, I like the place we are in right now, when it comes to understanding ourselves, understanding the relationships that we're in, you know, the friendships that we are partaking in, how we're using our time at this point. And that is a very self-aware place. It's a great place to be in. It's great. It's beautiful. But I want to highlight and give some more color and add more context to what it means to truly be at peace, to what it truly means to have inner peace. And niggas think the shit is sweet. That's the conclusion I have come to. People think it's sweet. And that you just all of a sudden can snap your fingers and be at a place of peace in your mind and in your heart. And that's not how it works at all. You can say it out your mouth all day and night. I want to be at peace. I want to get over the situation. I don't want to have to think about this no more. But only you can get yourself to that place. And the stages of approaching the end goal, which is peace, is war. Hence my title. Everything is mental. Everything is spiritual. And constantly, every day, we are at war in our minds. Somebody is warring for our attention. Somebody is trying to influence our thoughts. We know these things at this point. So what? There's this reel on Instagram. I seen it the other day. And the audio says, if you don't change the cycle will repeat itself tomorrow. If you don't change the cycle will repeat itself tomorrow. If you don't change the cycle will repeat itself tomorrow. And that just really dawned on me, because that's how our thoughts work. If we constantly allow those same thoughts and feelings to enter our space consistently, your peace will never come. You will never change your mental establishment, your mental situation. And that's the whole key to the peace. That's the whole key. And I'm really speaking on this right now because, and not to make it too heavy, but, you know, people are really at war in their minds right now. I also made a statement, I think last year, saying that we are in survival of the fittest times. This is survival of the fittest. If you is weak-minded, you is not going to fucking make it. And I said that, like, straight up. Like, I'm not... It was nothing to sugarcoat about that, because that's just what it is. My last episode said the earth must cleanse itself. How does the earth cleanse itself? It rids itself of all the BS, all the extra, all the people and things that aren't serving the global purpose of the world. You're not contributing anything to humanity. You're just taking up space. You're not useful. You know what I'm saying? Like, the earth is now cleansing itself of that. And that goes down to systems, industries. That's why you see, if you keep up with economics in any form, you are now seeing how the monetary system is being completely destroyed. Because why? It does not serve a real purpose. It's built on bullshit. It's built on debt, which is what at this point? What is debt at this point? We're not going to reverse, what is it, 80 trillion, I don't know, 80 trillion, 100 trillion. We're not going to reverse that at this point. It's over. It's fucking over. So the earth is now saying it's time to flip all of this around. And it's going to be chaotic. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be very fucking ugly. It's going to be ugly, guys. That's what I'm trying to paint. I'm not trying to paint a pretty picture about this. I'm trying to paint a realistic picture about this. You see what I'm saying? And we think, you know, once again, as we are trying to understand these concepts better and what they really mean, it requires real work. Nothing is free. The peace that you earned or will earn, that you're going to be so satisfied with, that a lot of that satisfaction is going to come from the work that you know you did to get to that place. Do you hear what I'm saying? You know the days and weeks and months that it took to now get to a place to say, damn, I'm at peace with the situation. I'm at peace with myself wholeheartedly. Nothing can move me off my square at this point. And that takes real work. So when people just jump in and want the end result, you know what I mean? I don't knock you for saying it, but it's like you got to get with the times and understand what we are dealing with right now. This shit's not going to be easy. You know what I'm saying? Even with the months to come, even just in the real world, like I was talking about the monetary situation. Inflation is at an all-time high. It's at an all-time high. I was just watching a YouTube video where this lady was saying, I used to pay $150 for groceries, and my grocery bill just went up to $250. And I'm getting the same things from goddamn Costco's and Publix and shit. Like, let that sink in. Like, and that is that thing. And that's little to me. That's small in my realm and perspective of life right now. That's small. But for somebody else that isn't as mentally tough or has a different life experience, that's going to strain them. That's going to stress them. How am I going to continue to pay this to eat? Eating is an essential. And while I'm on the topic about food, I do want to share this knowledge because the United States of America, or the divided states of America, shall I say, we are nearing a food shortage. Some people may be aware of it. If you've been to the grocery store at any point in the last 2 months, I am 100% sure that you have seen empty shelves in some form or capacity. You know, most of my local Kroger's, Publix, wherever you shop, they have Walmart's empty shelves. Me and my brother was just joking. We was in Walmart probably like a month ago. Hadn't been back since, really. Because they ain't got shit. And it's like the people are literally just, the people that's working, they're not even stocking the shelves no more. They bring it out the back on the pallets and sit it out pretty much. And you got to find whatever you're looking for down there. And it was one particular aisle in the store that we was like, damn, they done turned this shit into a break room. People got their lunch boxes sat right there, open Gatorades and waters and shit. I'm like, bro, like, what is going on in here? You know what I'm saying? And that's just more indicative, more telling of the times. And back to what I was saying as far as the food shortage. Yeah, so right now, Canada is having a major protest in their country for the truckers. They had a vaccine mandate. Most of them didn't agree with it. They didn't want to get the vaccine. But the Canadian government has now imposed martial law onto the country. And if you're familiar with what martial law is, it is a pretty much turns the country into a police state. There's military guidance and surveillance. Police officers walk the streets. And the government just pretty much has their hands in anything and everything that the citizens of the country do. Not fun. It's not nothing that I ever want to see or be a part of in my lifetime. And Canada is very important to the divided states of America. Why? Most of our food, I ain't gonna say most, a large percentage, I think the percentage from the last time I read was like 57%. And I'm not even all the way sure of the exact foods, but I know a lot of meats come from Canada to us. And if the truckers are not even in a place to drive into the U.S. and bring, you know, those goods and things that we need to survive, we are in a bad place. And that has been happening for the last really 3 months. The food shortage headlines are starting to pick up a little bit more now, and you're seeing it, but it's been happening. You know, they've been withholding cargo ships at the ports all across the United States, divided states. they have been, once again, like I said, with Canada, pretty much restricting them from driving anything here, period. And, you know, 2 or 3 months from now, we're going to see more shelves empty. We're going to see more grocery stores really empty. So it's like, prepare now, you know what I'm saying? Stock up, get your rice, get your beans, you know what I'm saying? Get your weenie dolls, whatever you eat, glizzies and shit. whatever you eat, you know what I'm saying, that you know can be non-perishable, that you can make consistently. Go ahead and start getting your meals up. You know what I'm saying? Like, really get to learning how to cook shit that, you know what I'm saying, you can eat off for 2 and 3 days. You feel me? And I don't want to get too far off the initial topic, but I did want to share that with you guys because that is going to become, you know, a reality within these next 2 to 3 months. So get right on that. But back to what I was saying about peace, inner peace. Now is a time where we have to be completely focused on that. Anything is the main focus. It's the main focus right now. Now, people are taking themselves out of here left and right because they are not happy with what's going on in their heads, what's going on inside of them. We just seen, or not seen, but we just read and saw the CEO of MARTA jump in front of a train. Why? Why did he do that? This man makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. He's probably a millionaire. Why did he decide to leave this earth? He was at war in his mind. He was not at peace. Guys, understand this. Somebody's catching this. I know somebody's catching this. I don't want to beat a dead horse. But I want to, like I always say, consistently bring awareness. That's my purpose. Bring awareness to what we are experiencing in life right now. It's the most beautiful time to be alive right now. Hands down. We are seeing things. We are experiencing changes that will probably never be felt or seen again in our lifetimes. And we are on the front lines. We are on the frontier of this. I just gave the analogy to my brother. How I was talking about is levels to this shit. Because it is. It's levels to this shit. And a lot of people are still camped out in the old world. Just imagine right now. Just an open plain of grass, rolling hills and valleys. Just an open plain. And you can just see just different houses camped out, built up. And on the other side of that, if you look, say you're standing there and you just look out and you just see from afar a new world with flying cars, with money abundance, with no working involved. You get to do what you want to do. Live life on your terms. You see that from afar. You see people doing that from afar in the distance. But you still standing here with other people that camped out in their homes, content with what's going on, content with the job that they work in, content with how their body looks, content with eating the same meals for dinner. That's the old world shit. Contentment. Trying to use college as a way to level up. Yeah, I'm hitting everything today. That's old world shit. Look over the horizon. It's going to be tough, but you got to make the jump to the new world. And how are you going to make that jump? You got to find inner peace. You got to take the steps mentally, make the changes, go through the hard shit, go through the war of it. It's like what I said earlier, to get to that peace. And I want to leave you guys with that. It is Sunday. I just wanted to drop that message on you guys. Hopefully that is encouraging to somebody out there. My God, I hope that is, because, you know, people are really, especially men, like, are really, you know, struggling in their mind, for real. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope somebody caught on to that. Even if you want to reach out to me, I always say that. Hit my line. YoungBen757 on Instagram. Hit me. We can talk. We can do anything, bro. I'm not going to judge you. We can talk about it. We can chop it up. There's nothing to be judged about at this point. We all trying to figure this shit out. There's no playbook to this life shit. There's no manual to this life shit, man. There's not. You know what I'm saying? Now is a very important time for us to just really stick together on all fronts. Like, there should be dead ass. Like, this is how I honestly feel. Like, we should be right now. There should be, if you got a friend group, a strong friend group, brotherhood, whatever, y'all should be hitting each other up every week, linking up, having good conversation, being creative, you know what I'm saying, building, doing things to progress, you know what I'm saying, financially, all of that. And not only even that, just on our everyday essentials and needs. We can cook for each other. How we used to do in college. Some people got them, one person bring this, one person bring that. Have potlucks. You know what I'm saying? You might do it at your house one day. I do it at my house one day. But that's what's going to keep the camaraderie and keep us moving and pushing in this time period. Because at the end of the day, we're going to have to fall back on each other. We're going to, and I'm like I said, I was going to cut it off, but and this can be in the next episode, but we're going to have to get back to a mindset of community, you know what I'm saying? And then really standing on that, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to leave it right there. Just wanted to tap in with you guys. I love you guys. Keep pushing.